and see with what passion he reports these things, your longing, your mourning, your zeal. It was probable that they would be sad and grieving over why the blessed Paul was so displeased, why he had stayed away from them for so long. And so he didn't just say tears, but mourning, not just desire, but longing, not just anger, but zeal, and again zeal towards him, which they showed both about the man who had committed fornication and about those who were accusing him. Because, he says, you were inflamed and burst into outrage when you received my letters. It's for these reasons that he is filled with joy, these reasons he is filled with comfort, because he made them aware. I think, however, that these things are said not only to soften the impact of what has been said before, but also to encourage those who had behaved virtuously in these situations. Even though I believe that some were guilty of those previous accusations and not deserving of these praises, he doesn't separate them, but makes both the praises and the accusations shared, allowing the conscience of his listeners to claim what relates to them. In this way, the ones guilty of no wrong would be without offense, while the others would be motivated towards great fervor of mind,